Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have in studio today with us Melanie Baker and Tom Wright, and they are here to tell us about not only their organization, Method Organization, but also about their recent opportunity they had to appear on Hoarders, but not as Hoarders, right?
Not this time, no.
Anyway, great to see both of you, and I got to say, this is really cool. This is a cool opportunity. Tom, people, of course, know you from your time at Hastings Community TV. And when you said you were going to be leaving Hastings Community TV and jumping into something else, you really did.
I did, yes.
What the heck?
Something totally different, yeah.
Yes. So, Melanie, you've been building your business for many years. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
Yep. In South Dakota, I had a multi-location business helping people downsize and organize their home and office. We do custom closets also, and about a year ago I moved to the Rosemount area and now to Hastings, and we're just trying to get things off the ground here.
And exactly what does off the ground mean?
Just building our business space. We've had a few clients already, and we were also honored to be asked to join Hoarders, so that's kind of been a fun thing. But, you know, building relationships in the community, we, you know, are always looking for new clients. So
yeah, yep. We're just getting our name out there.
We
just out at the YMCA, did a lunch and learn there for their, what do they call it, the senior wellness?
What? Living Well.
Living Well, there we go. Living Well program there, and went over really well. Had a lot of great well comments afterwards. Is that appropriate? Is that the right way to say it? No. Okay. I'll go back to English class. It did seriously go over well, and Melanie was a pro giving out the seminar, and I was kind of in the back taking notes and helping her out, assisting in other ways. But I just thought a lot of people were taking notes, asking questions, and commented afterwards how much they really thought it was really helpful, the tips and stuff that Melanie gave. And if anybody missed out, there's another opportunity for that through the Senior Center. Lori Thrush approached us. As soon as she found out about us, she approached Melanie and I and wants to do a series of classes. And, of course, we were happy to jump on that. Melanie can talk more about that.
Yep, the series starts on September 30th. So every Monday at 1 o'clock for 6 weeks, we will be featuring the Upside of Downsizing seminar series. And so we'll help people learn how to downsize. We will help them. One of them is going to be downsizing for dollars, which is a basic overview of the avenues used for selling unwanted items. We're going to talk about transition trauma, which is basically relocation stress syndrome. People that have been moved kind of in an urgent situation have a really hard time kind of even knowing who they are or where they're at sometimes. So we want people to be able to understand what to look for and what to do when you see your loved one go through that. We also have a kind of a fun one at the end, treasure or trash and what's it worth. Basically, people get to bring in pieces of their family history.
Like the roadshow?
Yeah, the roadshow. And I'm going to teach them in that same class how to value it themselves so that they can go back home and learn how to value their items or know how to value their items. Something that we come into contact with a lot is people feeling like this picture that they've had on their wall for 6 years is worth thousands of dollars, you know, and sometimes it's only worth 10. So we basically want them to be able to value their own items so that they don't deal with that disappointment publicly. You know what I'm saying? Like, or to other people. So just kind of help them to learn
that's
with
that. That's my favorite part of the roadshow.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, that part is kind of fun, but at the same time, I think that it's kind of a soul crusher for a lot of people.
No kidding.
So it's like, I want them to be able to have some knowledge on how to value their own items so that they can go through their own house. And when they call us to work with them, they'll have a better understanding of what their stuff is worth. Another one that we're going to be doing is estate sale 101. So we'll help people learn how to do estate sales, how to advertise for them, how to price things correctly, all that stuff. And then the one that's really important, and it kind of goes against what we do as a business, which is downsizing and helping people move, but it just is aging in place, and that is helping people how to make their home safe that they're living in now, so they
but
maybe
certainly
can stay there
downsizing
longer.
I'm sure is part of that.
It is, yeah. And like, we can come in even if they don't move, we can come in and help them with the aging in place plan, we can help them with a furniture layout. And so basically we've got these six seminars, and we're excited to just teach people how to do it themselves if they don't have the finances to hire somebody in, or maybe they just don't want somebody in their house. So, yep, that'll be a fun open to the public seminar series.
And that we can find out additional information through the Senior Center.
Yep, and then we'll put it on our website too this week here, and that's www.movewithmethod.com. And you can also find us on Facebook.
Love that. So let's get to this hoarder's appearance. And, you know, we were kind of joking about it, but hoarding really is a very serious topic. And it's because it's so psychological, too. It's not just about stuff, right? I mean,
no,
it's
not at all.
So there's a whole TV series on what channel or on what
it's
network?
On Annie.
Okay. And it's called Hoarders.
Yes.
And I've actually watched the show a couple times because there's a fascination, I think, that people have with this, but it's so profoundly sad.
It is, yep.
It really can tear apart families.
Yep.
So how did you get involved with this TV show?
Well, Method Organization, and I myself am certified to do hoarding remediation, and I'm qualified through the National Association of Professional Organizers.
And how did you become that? What does that actually mean?
I just took classes. I took classes, and I'm part of a special interest group that helps people do that. I've got, you know, 10 plus experience, years of experience helping people do that. And so I'm on this list for South Dakota and Minnesota. So when they checked to see who is qualified to do it in the state of South Dakota, I was the only person that they could call.
So is it mental too?
It's 100% mental. It's not just being disorganized or having a clutter problem. I'd say 100% of the people that deal with hoarding issues have some sort of trauma in their life that they're trying to deal with, you know, and fill that really scary void that they would deal with if they didn't have their stuff. You know, like, sometimes people drink, you know, sometimes people shop compulsively. This is basically, in my opinion, just another way of coping, and it ends up making more damage than the original cause of trauma.
So you got contacted by the show.
Yep.
And then do you have to go through an interview process, or what was that like?
We basically were just vetted. They looked at our website and looked at some of our experience, and we've got references on LinkedIn and things like that. So I think that they were just able to tell that we weren't just a mom and pop home organization place out of, you know, middle of nowhere. You know, they went through and qualified us based on what we have on the internet, and of course talking to them on the phone about my experience, but just really just a one phone call type deal.
And then, so what was this process like?
Well, it was actually very easy, and I think a lot of people, when they heard that we were going on Hoarders, they were thinking that we're just going to have to go through every single thing in this house, which if we had this job ourselves, that's how it would be. But this is a huge production. There's how many people do you think?
Oh, that was easily 20 on altogether on crew.
You know, for the hoarder staff, then the show's staff.
Just the staff alone is about 10 people, but
and
then
they actually helped you as well.
No, they hired a cleanup company. Corey Chalmers owns a company called Stericlean, and it's a national franchise. Corey's been on the show since the first season. There's eight or nine seasons. Anyways, he's been on from the beginning, and he's got a national franchise called Stericlean. So his closest franchise came up from Omaha, and they brought about seven or eight people.
Yep.
And that's the cleanup crew. So we get there at 10, or no, we got there at
8,
but then we waited till about 10 for them to even want us to do anything, because it takes so long to get everything set up, you know, all of the shots and everything like that set up. And then we just stood outside and helped sort. I mean, honestly, we really only probably worked about 3 hours a day.
Tom, so. I bet that was fascinating for you to see the behind the scenes with your TV background, to see how they put that all together and what surprised you about it.
I was impressed by how smooth of an operation it was and how they did it with a fewer crew than I was expecting. You know, they had two main cameras, two audio guys, two producers.
For a national show, that's a pretty slim crew.
Fairly bare bones, yeah. And but you know, it worked. And they had a third camera person that was more of the accessory camera guy that did the GoPros. He set up GoPros and the drone shots and did all those. So yeah, I was really impressed with what they had going on. And it was kind of cool to look behind the scenes and see how they pulled it off.
So without giving too much of the show away, this show was shot over how long of a period of time? Is it a half an hour show or hour show?
That's the cool thing about this season. This is the first season that they moved to a 2 hour, one client episode.
Oh, okay.
So back, you know, back even last year, it was, or I think actually they went to a year, an hour last year with one client, and then all the prior seasons before that were two clients in a 1 hour period.
Okay.
So each client only got 22 minutes of shooting, you know, like, or of film. And this year it's a 2 hour special and it's one client the whole time. So it's kind of interesting. It was only shot over 3 days, but they're going to condense it down to a 2 hour show.
I think they shot over a couple days beforehand.
Oh, you know, yeah, you're right.
Just to get the background, backstory stuff, that kind
of
stuff.
So what is the backstory of your client?
We would tell you, but then we would have to...
No. Oh, you can't tell us.
We're not allowed to say anything, really.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the only thing that we can say is that it was in South Dakota. It was a home, her personal home, and then she had another home that had been hoarded and filled about 7 years prior, maybe 5 to 7 years prior, and then a hotel or a motel. So there were 15 hotel rooms and then 4 cottages and a home, and then another home about half a mile away that was filled, and she was facing not even having anywhere to live, you know, because it had gotten so bad. And we basically focused on the main home, and then the rest of them were clean outs.
Yep.
So when you say clean outs, that means
trash out. Yeah, it's just,
you just take everything out of the room and just get in the dumpster.
Yeah.
But how does the homeowner, or how does the owner of all this mentally deal with that?
I would have thought, too, that she would have a struggle with it, but I think because of this, like, highly emotional aspect of the first house, she was just done with it. Like, when we got to that second house, she just really didn't care anymore. She was like, just trash it out.
Or she could have really cared. We're not sure yet.
We didn't stay for the rest of it, so we don't know what happened
beyond
that
day. That's
true.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
But yeah, we decided at that point, because they were calling it a trash out at that point, that we weren't needed as organizers. So there was no sorting, no talking about what you need and what you don't need type things. And
so when you talk about organizing a hoard, what does that look like? Do you literally take everything out of the house, even something that you would know is trash, and you ask the person?
Initially, to gauge, you're going to see how cooperative people are just by pulling out 20 items, and make sure to put garbage in there. And you can see how the rest of the job is going to go based on whether they're keeping the garbage or not, because it could be a really easy job if they say, you know what, just keep these certain items. Don't keep it if it has mold. Don't keep it if it has mold on it. Don't keep it if it has mouse poop on it. But if they want to keep everything, it's really just honestly not a job we would want to take, because there's nothing we can do at that point.
So doesn't hoarders also have a psychologist come in and help? And you worked with that person then as well?
Yeah, we worked with her, and then they also offered an aftercare counselor and organizer for after the fact for the same client, so she can have some support after the whole thing.
So when you've worked with hoarders in the past, is it all about just getting it cleaned? Because my understanding is you could go back 6 months later, not even 6 months, 6 weeks later, 6 days later, and it's already starting to accumulate again.
Yeah, there really has to be some sort of a support role from a counselor. Otherwise, it really doesn't make a difference what you do. I think I told you this last time we were there, I was here, but I've worked with a lady that I've gone back to her house every 2 or 3 weeks, and it's exactly the same as it was the 2 or 3 weeks before. And we've like slowly made a dent through the kitchen, slowly made a dent through the living room. And then she won't want to work for a couple of weeks, and then I'll go back, and then there's nothing there. There's really nothing an organizer can do unless the person's willing to get help also.
And so what do you say to a client like that?
I've just honestly stopped taking a lot of them, just based depending. Just because if they're not willing to get any sort of counseling or any sort of mental support, then we can't do anything unless they just want to clean out or a trash out. I mean, a lot of people will need to be moving to another property, or they need to downsize to an apartment. And in that case, then if they're not willing to get mental support, we will offer a trash out, which means you can't be there, and we just, everything goes type of thing.
But doesn't that lead to long-term trauma perhaps for the client?
Yeah, definitely. But sometimes they're in a position where there's no other choice. You know, they don't have the month to go through the house or the 2 months to go through a house. You know, so they have to get out.
So this episode will play when?
Sometime between December and April of next year.
Oh, December and April.
Yeah, so the deal is, I guess the process is they film, I think it's eight. Yeah, they're filming 8 shows for this season. And they're not going to determine the order of them until they're all done. And then once that's, so they just told us they just give a range of December to April is when it airs. It could be the first one that airs, or it could be the last one. Who knows?
How will we know to look it up, or is it titled?
We'll have it on our website and okay. our Facebook, too.
Okay.
Once we know.
And we'll let you know, too.
Yeah, would you let us know? Because that would be very fascinating. It's such a tough show to watch, so I'm sure it was a tough show to be involved in.
Yeah, it was.
It was something for me. I mean, that was my first experience with a hoarder. And I think I can safely say, like, just describe a little bit, like, you know, walking through the house, it was stuff up at least waist high throughout the entire house. And there's just this little narrow path that you could walk in to get between rooms. And it was just
the smell.
Mice all over and mice crap all over. And it was just terrible. Yeah, it was really, the conditions were not good at all.
So. And is this a person living there by themselves?
Yeah, she lost her husband. She lost her husband due to the hoarding, but I don't think she ever really had a great thing to start there, to be honest with you. Yeah. There was a lot of yelling and swearing from both of them, and so I don't think it was ever super healthy to begin with, but...
Well, we look forward to, I hate to say that, but we do look forward to seeing the show. And what an honor for both of you to be on this show. I mean, that is really, really cool, and we congratulate you on that. So... We want to thank our guests today for coming in, Melanie Baker and Tom Wright. And the show is called Hoarders. It's going to be on sometime December through April. So we'll have to look for that and listen for when that is going to be. And maybe you can come back before it shows or maybe afterwards. That'd be fun for us to hear what you think. Yeah. So how can people get a hold of you with your business method organization, please?
You can go to our Facebook page, which is just under Method Organization Company, or our website, which is www.movewithmethod.com, or give us a call at 612-274-6684.
Wonderful. Great to see both of you. And continued success to you.
Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Before hurt myself.